Okay, our friends. So today we are reading another little golden book. These are great. And this one is for anybody who has moved. Have you had to move? We recently had to move. And there's a lot that goes into moving. And so when I saw this book, I thought, oh, let's read it. It might help us feel better. So today's story is called The Goodbye Day. It was written by Leon Castell Anderson, and it is illustrated by Eugenie. And it is a little golden book, so it's a classic, and I hope that you guys enjoy it. Are you ready? Today's story is read by Mommy and Tofu. Tofu? Tofu. 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 Here we go. Jennifer and Zanid were best friends. They walked to school together. They took turns pushing each other on the swings. They made mud pies and sand castles in the big sandbox. And we can see the two of them together. And they had their own special joke that no one else knew about. Jennifer loved her friend. I wonder what their joke was. It looks like it has something to do with hanging upside down on a tree, though. One day, Jennifer's mother had some news for her. Daddy and I have found wonderful new jobs in another town, she said. We are all going to move soon. We'll live in a new house with a big backyard.
Can Sinead come too? Asked Jennifer.
No, said her mother. Zanid will stay here with her family, but you'll make new friends when we move.
That's kind of hard to hear, isn't it? Jennifer watched her mother and father pack things into boxes. She even helped pack some of her toys. Soon it was moving day. Jennifer sat on the porch and watched the movers carry furniture out to the big van. She felt sad. She didn't want to move away. She didn't want to say goodbye to Zanid. Zanid came running up the path.
Hi, she said. Let's go swing.
I don't want to, said Jennifer.
Then let's go make mud pies, said Zanid.
No, said Jennifer.
I don't feel like it.
Can I ask you a question? What do you think Jennifer was feeling?
Sadness.
Yeah.
Okay,
said Zanid, smiling.
I guess you're too little to do anything because you only come up to here.
And she held her hand up to her eyebrows.
I'm not too little, said Jennifer. I come up to here.
And she put her hand on top of her head. But she was thinking so hard about leaving that she didn't even laugh at their special joke.
Oh, that's their special joke.
It has nothing to do with hanging on trees. It has everything to do with how tall Jennifer is. Jennifer's shorter than Zanid, isn't she? Yeah. Just then, Jennifer's father called them inside. When they were in the kitchen, he took out a coconut out of a bag.
This is for you, he told the girls.
Zanid laughed when she saw the coconut.
It's hairy,
she said. And it's true, coconuts do have kind of a hair on them, don't they? She laughed even more when Jennifer's father cracked it open with a hammer. And the coconut milk dribbled onto the table. Did you know the coconuts are full of milk? Yes, but they're not the same. That's not the same kind of milk that comes from the cow. It's a different kind of milk. Did you know that? Yeah, it's true. Cow milk is different than coconut milk. Well, cow's milk is an animal milk. and it has different materials inside of it. Dairy, precisely. Coconut is a dairy-free alternative. Mm-hmm. Like almond milk or oat milk. Yeah.
Okay. Jennifer began to laugh, too. Zanid always made things seem funny. Is it nice to have a friend who always makes you laugh? Jennifer's father took... Yes, there's a cat in this book. Mm-hmm. Jennifer's father took pictures of the girls as they ate the coconut meat and sipped the milk. Mm-hmm.
Did you have coconuts where you used to live? He asked Zanid.
I don't remember,
she replied. I wasn't big enough. I only came up to here.
And she put her hand just above the floor. She and Jennifer giggled at their special joke. Jennifer's father took pictures of them laughing together. The movers came into the kitchen and they carried out the chairs. And suddenly Jennifer burst into tears and ran outside. I think Jennifer's got some really big feelings right now, don't you? Let's see what happens.
Her father followed her. He swung her up into his arms.
I don't want to move,
Jennifer cried. She put her head on his shoulder.
But Mommy and I told you why we have to leave, he said.
I don't care, said Jennifer. I don't want to move away from Zanid.
Jennifer's father took her back inside. Zanid didn't say anything, but her eyes were sad.
Look,
said Jennifer's father.
There are pictures of both of you inside this camera. I'll make copies of the pictures for you. And then you can see each other whenever you want to.
But that's not the same as being together, said Jennifer.
I know, said her father. But the pictures can help you remember how much fun you had together. And you can talk on the telephone and write letters to each other.
Do you know that's a really great way to stay in contact with someone that you care about? Is to write them letters.
Back in those days, they didn't have such thing as an app called Messenger Kids.
Yeah, but there weren't any apps when this book was written.
When you're moving away from someone, ask them if they could use Messenger Kids with you on your mom's phone or something.
Yeah, there's other ways. Yeah, there's other ways to stay in contact nowadays. You can even FaceTime or Zoom and talk to someone that you care about. Right? There's lots of ways. Okay, so back to our story. The dad has brought them together. He knelt down beside them.
Sometimes you'll even be able to visit each other. And then you'll see how much you've been growing.
Zanid grinned.
Maybe next time I see you, she said to Jennifer, you'll come up to here.
And she put her hand on the top of her head. Jennifer smiled. Their special joke made her feel a little bit better.
How is that
special joke? Well, I think Zanid is showing her that that Jennifer is smaller than Zanid by showing her how tall she is compared to how tall Zanid is.
It's time to leave, said Jennifer's father. We're going to have to say goodbye.
Jennifer's eyes filled with tears again. Her father put his arms around her.
Saying goodbye doesn't mean you aren't ever going to say hello again, he said. Goodbye is just sort of a backward hello.
Now that's a clever way to look at it, isn't it? Zanid nodded. She walked backward towards the door. Suddenly she stopped. She took 3 steps backward. "Hello," she called. Then she turned around again. She was laughing. Jennifer laughed too. Zanid could always make things seem funny, even having to say goodbye.
How is that funny? Did she say?
She's walking backwards out of the door saying hello when she's supposed to be saying goodbye. Because her daddy said it was like a backwards hello. Jennifer loved her friend. And it seems like when you have a really great friend like that, here's the secret. You never really say fully goodbye to them because they will always live in your heart. Right? Mm-hmm. You will always have memories of being silly with them, won't you? And that's a pretty good thing, isn't it? Yeah. And it is also